Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station.
Hello, I'm Mark Price. I'd like to talk to you today about the signing of our Declaration of Independence. Over 200 years ago, our forefathers met to decide whether or not they should sign the Declaration. They debated for hours. Their talk was treason, and the price was the headsman's axe, the gallows, and noose. They talked and talked, but couldn't come to a decision. Then, Jefferson writes, a voice was heard coming from the balcony. They may stretch our necks on the gibbets in the land. They may turn every tree into a gallows, every home into a grave, and yet the words of that parchment can never die. They may pour our blood on 1,000 scaffolds, and yet from every drop that dies the axe, a new champion of freedom will spring into birth. The words of this declaration will live long after our bones are dust. To the mechanic in his workshop, they will speak hope. To the slaves in the mines, freedom. But to the coward rulers, these words will speak in tones of warning they cannot help but hear. Sign that parchment. Sign if the next moment the noose is around your neck. Sign if the next minute this hall rings with the clash of falling axes. Sign by all your hopes in life or death, not only for yourselves, but for all ages. For that parchment will be the textbook of freedom, the Bible of the rights of man forever. Were my soul trembling on the verge of eternity, my hand freezing in death, I would still implore you to remember this truth. God has given America to be free. Inspired by his eloquence, the delegates rushed forward to sign the Declaration of Independence. When they turned to thank the speaker, he couldn't be found, and to this day, no one knows who he was or how he entered or left that guarded room. This is Mark Price. Thanks for listening.
Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station. Listen again for Mark Price.